You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Cheer a superstar.
And that one's deep. Right center. Christian Yelich has tied it. You are Locked On Brewers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Larson. Find me on Twitter at Cheesehead Talks is my personal Twitter handle. Also at Locked On Brewers is the show handle. So go check us out there, as always. And the World Series begins tonight. Oh goodness. The World Series begins. Hopefully a good entertaining one, the Houston Astros. Again, I can't help it, but every time I hear about the Astros, all I can think of is the episode of Seinfeld. You know which one I'm talking about. George Costanza and the back and forth with the Houston executives in that show. And he keeps calling, "You Houston bastards! You Houston bastards!" And he gets reprimanded from the Yankees. It's pretty funny, right? It's very funny, but it should be a lot of fun. Look at these pitching matchups, right? Scherzer against Cole tonight. That's going to be good, you would think. Strasburg against Verlander. Verlander seems to have struggled in the postseason, but still, it's Verlander. And Strasburg, who's been lights out when he's on, just electric when he's on. And then Greinke versus, I'm assuming, Corbin for the Nationals, but that's not, it's TBD so far for the Nationals. It's just great starting pitching. This is a year where great starting pitching has gotten it done. It doesn't happen every year. It hasn't happened every year in the postseason, but it is happening this year. And so it's going to be very exciting. And it begins in Houston. And I'm excited to see the, you know, sort of the World Series going to Washington, because that's going to be it's a neat story, right? When they haven't had a World Series in that long. And I only hope that will be a scene that I get to see in Milwaukee, you know, before too long, hopefully in 2020. But I would love to see, you know, the Brewers obviously get to host a World Series game, and just what that will mean to the city and what that will mean to see that atmosphere. Because I think you're going to see it. When will that be now? Friday? Thursday? Friday. Friday in Washington. It's going to be a cool scene there, you know, and they've had so much playoff disappointment. And obviously that come-from-behind win over the Brewers 3 weeks ago now, as devastating as it was, it was a long time coming for that franchise. And here we go tonight. So it's going to be exciting. That's my very limited analysis of this World Series so far, told from the perspective of a Brewer fan. So there you go. We will talk with Dr. Scott in just a couple minutes. We're gonna dive into one player. I decided to take one player and sort of evaluate, you know, his career so far with the Brewers and what is going to happen in 2020, or if the Brewers will even have that particular player on the roster in 2020. And the player today is a lightning rod. He's a controversial player as far as Brewer fans are concerned. Should you tender him? Should you not tender him? Do you believe in his ability to become a solid everyday player for the Brewers, particularly at the plate? And that guy's Orlando Arcia, right? And it's probably 58-42 split among Brewer fans that they don't want to tender him this year. And the Brewers, I think, looking at it and saying, I feel like, and my bet is, the Brewers are looking at it and say, you're damn right we're going to tender him. He's only going to demand, you know, $2.5 million or so, and he's totally worth it for that price. And he's only 25, and this is the age now in which guys like him, we've seen before, can start to kind of figure it out and really give you something. How about, remember Gomez, right? Carlos Gomez for the Brewers. Go. He's still crazy. Still made a ton of base running mistakes, but he gave you something in his final year in Milwaukee. And so, you know, that's kind of what you look for. And you hope that Orlando Arcia can sort of become that player. I don't know if he'll become the offensive pop kind of player that Go was, but better maybe, right? Give you something a little more, be a little more consistent. Is this the year in which he can finally do that? We see guys, we see it happen all the time with guys. It takes them 4, 5, 6 years to develop, you know, at the big league level. And fans are frustrated because they see that there's some talent there, but he just isn't producing. They give up. Fans always give up. And then the guy might go somewhere else and have a couple of really good years. I'm not predicting a Hall of Fame career for Orlando Arcia, but that's where I come down on it. You know, what do the analytics say? What is Dr. Scott going to say? We'll talk about that coming up very shortly with him, and that's on the way on this episode here of Locked On Brewers. Before we do that, I want to tell you about Vivid. You've heard about Vivid. You know about Vivid. I talk about Vivid all the time, right? It's an app I use to get the best seats and do it very conveniently over the phone in real time, leading right up to my favorite event, whether it be most of the time it's sporting events for me, but it can also be concerts, it can be shows. So download the Vivid app on your iOS or Android. You're going to get discounts because they have a loyalty program, so you can get involved in that and stick with Vivid. You know, obviously, there's other competition out there that does the same thing as Vivid, but Vivid's loyalty program might make it worth your while. Of course, there's a 100% guarantee on any tickets you get with Vivid, so you can feel safe and secure. And right now, promo code POSTSEASON gets you up to $100 off. Promo code POSTSEASON gets you up to $100 off if you download the Vivid app and you go to buying some tickets. So check it out, Vivid. I've done it. It's worth it. Download that app. Dr. Scott is next. You're Locked On Brewers. Peloton has a limited time offer for you. That's right. Get $100 off accessories when you purchase the Peloton bike and get a great cardio workout at home. Go to onepeloton.com and use promo code LOCKED to get started. He is actually a medical doctor, and so in the world that we live in, you just respect him and you don't question anything he says because he's a doctor. It's okay. He's a doctor.
Here, take this.
Dr. Scott is with us. You can prescribe me medicine. I mean, you can. Let's just be honest.
All right. You will have to work that out by a dumpster in an alley somewhere.
Yeah, it would probably be a great violation of the American blah, blah, blah code of ethics. You know,
I can think of about 5 to 10 things I'd be violating. So
yeah. Okay, including the law.
Shows you how much I love you.
Yeah, thanks. This never happened. All right, Dr. Scott is with us. Medical doctor. He's examines brains and feelings and emotions of people. And he also is a Brewers Sabermetrics genius. You know him as Dr. Scott, like I mentioned. So we're going to get inside the head and the physical talents and the future of one Orlando Arcia, Dr. Scott. This hot button issue in Brewer Nation, right? A lot of people say, get rid of him. Don't tender him. He's only $2.7 million, right? So come on. but a lot of people saying they don't want to see him play anymore because he can't hit. Despite the fact that we've seen some spectacular defense out of him, I, for the record, have always said, as long as this podcast, for all the years this podcast has been going on, see if you can find the joke in there. I've said that Arcia, the Brewers should stick with him and give him a chance, particularly at this cost, because guys like him, not always, not at all always, but sometimes will blossom and be better hitters in years 5 and 6. I could be totally wrong, but I feel like it's worth the risk of hanging on to, especially since he's been such an anchor on the defense. So analytically, give it to me straight, Doc. What do you see?
Okay, well, you present good cases from both sides, but I it is a mixed bag, so I can kind of see both camps angle there. Let's get specific about this. He's played about 3 full years with the Brewers. He played 55 games in his first year, 2016, and if we look at his batting average kind of over the last 3 years, it goes 277, 236, and 223. If we look at his OPS over that same time frame, it goes 731, 576, and 633. He had 548 plate appearances in 2017, 366 in 18, and 546 in 19. So if you kind of look at that, 2017 and 2019 are the numbers where he has the greatest sample size, and he almost has the same exact number of plate appearances in those years. It's kind of funny, because in 2017, even though he had a 731 OPS, compared to the 19 OPS of 633, he hit 15 home runs and drove in 53 runs in 17, and he hit 15 home runs and drove in 59 runs in 19. So if you look at his 162 game average kind of over that span, he's getting 567 plate appearances, 13 home runs and 54 RBIs, and he's hitting at about a clip of 240. So that is kind of a, what you would call a hole in the lineup. And if you have a guy like that hitting, you know, on your team, you're going to want his defense to kind of make up for it. So let's take a quick look at the defensive angle. Over the last 3 years, it's been kind of a mixed bag, but there's been a definite progression downward in his defensive numbers. If we look at his total zone fielding runs above average, or the number of runs above or below average of the player is worth based on the plays they make, in 2017, he was number two in the entire major leagues at 17. 2018, he had a 10, and then in 2019, last year, he was -3, which suggests that his defense actually was hurting the team on some level. And so you look at this guy who's got all this talent, and he can range all over the field, and he's leading the league in putouts and range factor almost every single year. You know, it's tough to wrap your head around what's going on with these metrics. Well, the only way you can make sense of them is by taking a look at his errors. He's made about 15 to 20 errors per year since he's been playing. And in 2017, he actually led the entire major leagues in errors for a shortstop. So you get a mixed bag with him. And I guess what I'm trying to say is, if you're going to have a guy like him in the lineup, he's going to have to get back to the defense that he was playing in 2017.
Do you think that's just a focus issue with Arcia?
It sure seems to be. You look at the stats, and he clearly can, like, look at his postseason numbers. Let's just isolate those quick, Ben. He hit his, let's see, where are they here? Okay, his slash in the postseason, three series and 11 games, he's hit .324. With an on-base percentage of .342 and a slugging percentage of .568. It gives you an OPS of .910. So, I mean, if he can, I know it's asking a lot, but if we were able to sprinkle a little magic dust on him and he could play like postseason Arcia all the time, well, you've got one of the greatest shortstops in the game. And so he shows flashes, and we kind of can all see it, right? Anybody who watches the team can tell that the guy can hit. You can also tell that he can range around in field. He's got a cannon for an arm, but he also swings at a lot of crappy pitches. And he also seems to kind of give up on a lot of at-bats. And so it does seem to be a mixed bag. And the only way I can kind of explain it all is via the focus issue. Now, we should say, as long as we're kind of pounding on him a little bit, or I am, that he's only 25 years old. So there's that, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, that I guess that's where I'm coming from, too, where, to me, again, his likely arbitration number is $2.7 million. And I know that that's, look, that you have a lot of guys who are going to see significant pay raises, and it's all going to add up here for the Brewers. And that's the problems they're facing here in this 2020 offseason. If they want to maintain what they have and then add a little, they might have to make some tough decisions. They might have to do, you know, addition by subtraction if they want to go out and get a free agent or two that can boost their roster and their lineup a little bit. I just feel like, despite his defensive woes, you know, he's still anchored them defensively, right? He's still a key to their shift and all their shifting. And that's what I hear anyway. Now, maybe you have a different version of that.
But I think you're right. Yeah. I think you're hitting everything, what you're saying. I agree with everything. And especially the part at the beginning about, you know, this list. We look at the arbitration list, and the average age of the 16 guys on here, 15 now that Perez is off, the average age of guys on here are 29. So they're right at that kind of tipping point where, you know, you kind of know what they're bringing to the table, and you kind of are hoping if they're going to launch, it's going to be by now or about now. You know, around that 28 to 30 range, because all the studies that have ever been done about baseball players, especially pitchers, which are half of the guys on this arbitration list, show you that they kind of start to fall off around 29, 30. And so there's a lot of guys who are kind of in that gray area of their career who could go either way, and they're all going to get raises. If every person on the list makes what they're projected to in 2020, the payroll is going to go up $20 million, and they'll get paid $53 million more dollars than they're making now. And so it's a huge jump to keep all of these guys. And I think we know, you know, with the size of our market and, you know, kind of being a mid of the road spender, that we're not going to be able to keep all these guys. And, you know, you start to look at the big numbers on the list, the Chase Anderson, you know, 10.3 million projection, Travis Shaw, 4.7, Zach Davies, 5 million. It gets a lot easier to swallow Arcia's projected salary, you know, of 2.7. Yeah. And so where do you go? You know, I guess it comes down to, do you believe in, you know, his potential and his postseason production? Do you think that his bat's going to come around, or do you think that what he's done over the last 3 years is who he is?
Well, and the other question is, you know, either free agency then, or do you want Corey Spangenberg playing shortstop? I mean, you know, is there that much of an upgrade if you choose not to tender him? And I guess that's a question only David Stearns could answer, because maybe it does involve going outside the organization. But,
right,
you know, there's not a lot behind him, right?
Yeah, there's Galvis, there's Iglesias, you know, Spangenberg. But the shortstop market isn't real big this offseason. There's a few guys, and they're going to be guys, though, that will probably give you about the same amount of production as Arcia would, just with a little bit more of a consistent, you know, tone. So I think, you know, you might be right. And I think the more I talk about this with you, the more it makes sense to kind of hang on to Arcia, you know, after all the time we've invested in him.
Yeah. So we're going to do this. I just decided this, Dr. Scott. We're going to do this going forward, where we do a player a week and we break it down. And next week we're going to do Zach Davies, because you brought Zach Davies up, and that's a big number. And as good as a stretch he had to start the year, I am not sold on Zach Davies at all. I don't think many people are. It's hard to be sold on a guy that throws, you know, 88, 89 and has to be perfect to be effective. Mm-hmm. He's managed to do a decent job in his career, but $5 million? That's an interesting conversation. So we'll talk about him next week. So get ready, okay?
All right. We'll, hey, I'm already doing push-ups.
All right. And then before I let you go, World Series starts tonight. Who do you got?
You want the quick answer or the longer one?
I want the quick one, because I bet your quick one's pretty long.
Quick answer is, I think the Astros probably take this series in the long run. They've got the complete team, maybe one of the best teams ever. The Nationals, though, on paper, they almost look as good. So I'm thinking this goes 6 or 7 games no matter what, but I probably give the edge to the Astros.
What is it, Scherzer versus Cole tonight? No, who is starting that? That's pretty good.
I believe those are the first two, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a pretty good matchup, and we're going to see that through the series. I hope it's a – I always hope, you know, when I don't have a dog in the fight, that it's a long and entertaining series. And I'm always – I'm rooting for the Nationals. I'm a National League guy. Got to be a National League guy. Root for the Nationals. So we'll see. But it'll be interesting. My head says the Astros. My heart says the Nationals. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same camp.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Scott. Until next week and the conversation about the slow-moving changeup of Zach Davies, we will part ways, but thank you, and we'll talk again next week.
All right.
And, of course, you can always find Dr. Scott, as we always talk about, on Twitter. Great follow on Twitter, @brew_maths, @brew_maths, and his website is brewmaths.com, and always a great follow, great read, Dr. Scott. He'll join us next week. Before we go today, got to talk about sex. You know, you knew it was coming. Got to talk about sex. Specifically the good sex. The kind of sex maybe you used to have or you want to have to enhance. Or maybe you're already having good sex, but you can make it better. Blue Chew is the answer. It's chewable. It's got the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. They just do a lot of things right, okay? You can go online, you can get a prescription from a doctor. And then you can have it sent discreetly to your door, so, you know, neighbor Joe, your nosy neighbor Joe isn't like, oh, what's going on over at next door here? No. Okay, so have it delivered discreetly to your door, and then give it a try. They also are offering right now, if you use promo code MLB, your first shipment is free. You just have to pay for the shipping, but the order itself is free. And so it's worth a try. BlueChew.com, blue like the color blue, BlueChew.com, first shipment free. Again, order code MLB. Try it now, and thank me later. Or not. You don't have to. Again, we're trying to be discreet here. You can always find me on Twitter at Cheesehead Talks or at Locked On Brewers, of course, the show handle. Also, Facebook.com/LockedOnBrewers. Please go ahead, rate and review the podcast. And again, thanks for listening. We'll have more Brewer conversation this week. We'll talk about what's going on in the World Series. So it should be a fun week ahead as that championship series gets underway here tonight. Again, thanks for listening. Remember, you can subscribe to the show on the new Himalaya Podcast app, as well as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Also, when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast, Locked On Brewers. I'm Ben Larson. Talk to you soon when we deliver your Brewers fix right here on Locked On Brewers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.